Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Simple Biz 360 podcast. My name is Jeff Mason. I'm your host on this five-minute adventure, and today we're going through a customer tunnel, right? So we're just excited you're here. You can find us at simplebiz360.com on 28 audio platforms, YouTube, and Rumble TV, and today we're just kind of taking a look at the customer tunnel. That tunnel is the happy customer. That's where we all want to go. We want to take our customers into that tunnel so they have a great experience. They come back for more, they refer us to other people. And, you know, through the business adventure that we call a transaction, customers ask us direct questions. So why is it so hard for us to answer those questions? Really? I mean, I've heard more and more business people talk about this recently, and I was just involved in a situation the other day where it's just like, oh my gosh, we just can't get an answer to our question. And it really is. So I'm wondering, is it because we're poor listeners? Are we poor readers of questions? Are we poor managers? Or is it just that we don't care as business people? Are we setting up our companies to be company-centric and not customer-centric? Is this why we can't answer a direct question? Do we need more time to come up with an angle? Is it an angle that we're trying to posture? Maybe we don't have the answer, right? Maybe we don't. Maybe the real answer that we do have is kind of ugly, and we just don't want to tell them. Maybe we're afraid to tell the truth. Is that what we're saddled with? Or maybe we're just lazy and we don't want to find the answers, don't want to research the answers. Is it because we're kind of, above this customer question? Like, how dare they ask us? Or is it because the customer is just such a, you know, lower echelon of life that we just don't even really, you know, they asked a question, they don't deserve an answer. I'll service them the way I want to service them. Is that the attitude? Is it kind of a condescending attitude, if you will? I don't know what else to call it. Or is it just because we click and drag what we see the crazy politicians of our world doing, right? You know, politicians love to avoid questions. They love to deflect questions. They love to reword questions so that they can reposition them as questions they can answer. And they pass the buck. Hey, not my, don't ask me. It was the other guy. It was the previous administration. You know, it's not me. So whatever the reasons are, businesses continue to avoid answering the direct question. So if your business is like this and you find that, you know, you've got some customer complaints in your coffers that center around, hey, I just can't get the answers to my questions from your company, then we invite you to, again, put some guardrails up that keep your customer service entities on the road to taking a customer into that tunnel. So just like you see the guardrails on this graphic behind us, we suggest that you install three simple guardrails. You hear us talk about it all the time, and it is the 3Y challenge. It's saying yes to respond to 100% of inquiries, saying yes to follow up, and yes to follow through. I can't emphasize this enough. This must be the 15th time I've talked about this on our podcast, but we just see this continually to just not rear its ugly head. The follow through or lack of follow through in business is absolutely stunning. It just doesn't happen. And it's where the breakdown occurs most of the time. So we just ask you that if you're an owner, if you're an executive, if you're a manager, if you're a supervisor, look at your customer service network and examine it under the microscope of those three things. Are you getting back to people immediately? Are you telling them and building expectations in the follow-up that's meaningful to answering this direct question, right? And are you following through with the answer eventually? People don't want to be just hung out to dry forever and ever. So we leave you with this thought just to kind of bake on this and you know, accept the 3Y challenge. I mean, it'll change the trajectory of your business for sure. Overnight, in fact, if you're really one of these companies that don't like to answer customer questions. So we just invite you to listen to the Lost in the Shuffle track today. Another Get the Let Out Led Zeppelin 4, When the Levee Breaks. And man, we're hoping the levee is breaking on truth in our world. We see it, you know, if you're listening to mainstream media, I would say don't anymore, because that is not where the levee is breaking. The levee is breaking in the independent journal market. That's where the truth seems to be flowing. So we invite you to join us in 1 week. We will see you in 168 hours.